Welcome back to our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Kelly Schultz with you, joined by the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, it was nice to see your team finally get their scoring back, wasn't it?
It was, Kelly. Obviously we talked about hoping the five we got last Saturday, with that kind of momentum, would carry over, and it certainly did. I thought offensively, just in terms of how we moved the puck, the way we skated, I thought this was our best performance of the year. Just really impressed the way we moved the puck and the chances we created, and I don't know how many shots we wound up with, 57, something like that. It was pretty impressive.
Well, taking a look at some of the scoring today, of course, a big day for Haley Mack. Despite not getting a goal, she had 3 assists today. Same with Kiki Radke, another freshman, 2 assists on the day. Both of them being part of some key plays for your team and getting some great, and setting up some of your other players for some big goals.
No question. At Abby Haluska, she scored 2 goals, so that's a real good performance. But I thought it was complete team effort. I mean, obviously we had 11 forwards, so we just rotated the center with Summer and Abby in the first 2 periods, and they all they do is go out and score 2 goals with whoever was playing with them. So I thought the key was the response after St. Cloud scored the first goal. I thought the response, I thought we dominated for the rest of the period and had a 3-1 lead after 1 and shots were like 23-7. I thought that was the key.
Well, I know everybody really stood out on the ice today, but I know a few players didn't get any scoring, but they definitely helped your team gain some of that momentum, and one of them was definitely Cicely Nelson. She had 6 shots on goal here today. Madison Hutchinson, same story, so you're getting some senior leadership there from those two. Maddie had 5 shots on goal as well, didn't score, didn't get an assist, but nice to see your seniors getting the momentum and that chemistry going out on the ice.
Oh, for sure. And I haven't seen the final stats, but I think everybody that skated, everybody that played had a shot on goal today. So that's that was pretty impressive. But no question, our seniors have to drive the bus. And I thought, that we talked about the importance of this game all weekend or all week long in practice. And, I thought Laura Miller right from the get-go was real, real good. And like you say, Hutchie and Nelly and they all just were real solid, and Britt was solid in goal for us, so no question our seniors led the way.
That last goal that St. Cloud State scored, I happened to be looking down. I saw the replay. Was it a turnover out in front of Britt?
Yeah. They actually, we shot the puck on our own goalie. It was just kind of a fluky goal, but, being the competitor, she wasn't happy about it, and I don't blame her. So I also want to mention Carly Essie, another senior. Not a lot as far as showing up on the scoreboard, but just a real solid game and was instrumental in today's win.
So you guys win 6-2 here today. How do you keep that momentum going tomorrow? Because St. Cloud State's not going to be happy.
Well, no doubt. I mean, this game's over. We just talked about it in the room. It's over. We got to reload, get re-energized in terms of proper nutrition, get a good night's sleep, and tomorrow's huge. We were able to get 3 on the board, but we're still behind them. Tomorrow's an opportunity to get ahead of them. So tomorrow's the next big one.
Coach, congratulations on a very big win here today. Good luck tomorrow. We'll talk to you in the pregame show.
Thanks a lot, Kelly.